G'day, Brad.
G'day, Ollie. Glad to be with you. Happy Friday. Frankie Lee, our favourite day out there at Ross's Auction. So I believe you've got a bit of breaking news coming through, so we'll whip through this as quickly as we possibly can. Just trying to think, we've been sport with wicketkeepers over the years, 9221, 882. Not wicketkeeper batsman, but who's been the best wicketkeeper you've seen, Ollie, in your time? 9221, 882.
Well, I'll say Ian Healy, to be honest, just as a pure gloveman, in my time would be the best wicketkeeper that I've seen. But wow, where do we start? That's a great question. The best wicketkeeper that you've seen, 9221, 882. Who would you say, Brad?
Oh, I'm a big fan of Rodney Marsh. Rodney Backus Marsh, I loved him. I loved him. But as you say, technically, I think one of the better ones I've seen, Chuck Berry.
Yep. Darren Berry was brilliant. 9221, 882. Without taking batting ability into account, who is the best wicketkeeper that you have seen? We are playing for that $100 Grosvenor Hotel voucher, 9221, 882. Now, what's the latest with Adam Treloar?
Who else is all over the shop, mate? Now, look, apparently he's informed some of his teammates that it's untenable now for him to stay at Collingwood, so he has to look at a trade, doesn't want to leave Victoria, and wants to go to a club that's in the frame to play in finals. So limits it a bit. Maybe the Bulldogs, I hope not, but I think the Bulldogs have got a bit of interest in him. Essendon have got a bit of interest in him, but they want Collingwood to pay a little bit of his wage, about $300,000. Yeah, so it's still got a few days to play out, Ollie, but it's looking more likely that Treloar won't beat the Pies.
All right, Adam, who is the best wicketkeeper that you've ever seen?
Hello, Brad, and Ollie, I'll say the chap for England. What's his name? Knott, was it? Charlie Knott?
Alan Knott.
Yeah.
Alan Knott, that's him. Well done, Adam. Well, good stuff. Yeah, no, he was a beauty, wasn't he? Remember with his little white cap that he used to have? Well, was it like a Terry Towling hat, wasn't it?
Jack Russell had a Terry Towling hat as well, didn't he? Didn't Jack Russell wear one? I think he did.
I think we all did back in the day. But anyway, yeah, good one. Alan Knott.
Hello, Eddie.
The combination went down at the Wacker, and they were playing Victoria. And, of course, here comes Lily. And what happens? Bold Lily caught Marsh.
Yes, well done. Yeah, that's a beauty. That is a beauty. I think I might have been down at the whack of the day too that Adam Gilchrist came across and might have usurped Timmy Zura. That didn't go over a raw down on angle, which I can tell you.
9221, 882 for the best wicketkeeper you have seen. Bit of interest in Peter Wright.
Yeah, it looks like he's going to Essendon. The Suns happy to get him off the books. Send him down there. I wish the Bulldogs would have had a look at him. We've gone for Stephen Martin, who's 33 and change. So anyway, yeah, but he's off to the Bombers, so they'll work out that deal over the weekend.
What's the latest on Josh Dunkley?
Again, look, the Dogs pushing back as hard as they possibly can. Still waiting to see what picks Essendon can come up with. They've got 6 and 7 at the moment. There's a hole-up with Carlton giving pick 8 to Essendon for Adam Saad. Essendon trying to get him back, reel him back in. So at this stage, no movement at the station, Ollie.
All right. Tom Phillips staying or going?
No, going. Hawthorn and Melbourne, both interests. Isaac Smith's gone across from Hawthorn to Geelong, so a chance that he could end up at Hawthorn, but Melbourne wanted some outside run as well.
The Aussie relay medal's on the line.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good, does it, this afternoon that came out. Brendan Rickard's apparently a test. They changed this parameters a couple of years ago, Ollie, 2015. They used to have a statute of limitations of 8 years. Now, they've stretched that out to 10. Now, 2012 Olympics, apparently they've retested something that he's taken and found a diuretic, and it looks like a masking agent. He only swam in the prelims. He didn't swim in the final, but it's going to affect the five other boys, including James Magnusson. So that goes to court in Sweden on Monday.
Brisbane Heat have had a coup, Brad.
Morne Morkel. Yeah. He is now resident of Australia because his wife, she's a sports broadcaster, in Roz Kelly and their two kids. So he gets into the Brisbane Heat squad as a local, yokel. Can you believe that? The last time he played, remember he filled in for the Scorchers for one game, got none for 18.
Yeah, he was. To be honest, I was happy to see him signed up by the Scorchers, but I'm not too upset to see the back of him. I think his best years behind him. So well done to him. I agree, it's good to have a big name like Morne Morkel, but I'm glad he's playing for the Heat, not the Scorchers. You got a few shout-outs, Brad?
I have a happy birthday to, guess who, Holly? Who's Coco the One Dog is 13 today.
And who else shout-out to, Brad?
She's being spoiled. I'm going to pick up the chops as we speak. And Graham Wood, my great mate, my former next-door neighbour, one of my best mates, Graham Wood, 64 today. What a great batsman captain he was for WA and Australia.
I'll tell you what, 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, you and Haggers back for front and centre. Cannot wait.
Don't forget that number, Ollie. 922-11-882, my friend. Good luck.
Have a good weekend.